on bill referral HBR 77, creating a small business task force. Rule, motion to rules committee, discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I know we're sending all those task force to rules, but my committee would like to have, believe it or not, one more hearing on that, and I'm wondering if that could be referred to the business and consumer affairs with a subsequent referral to rules.
So moved.
Keep the committee going. We'll step down. Okay, the motion is amended then to business and consumer affairs with a subsequent referral to rules. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 79 relating to mentally retarded persons.
Any
okay, you've heard the motion to Judiciary Committee. Is there any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 219 relating to the powers and duties of trial court administrators.
Judiciary
Committee. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 234 relating to truck sizes, weights, and dimensions.
Chairman. Staff recommendation of transportation. I thought that was one of the committees that we were targeting to close down early. This is a bill that passed unanimously in the Senate. Why don't we send it to the big government operator? Or any other committee?
The only reason I talked to part of the staff on that, and because transportation had been carrying several bills and it seemed to do with truck things, but I have no problem with that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I even suggest a substitute motion on maybe trade. We've been sending an awful lot of bills to state government out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You made a motion. Okay, the motion is to send it to transportation, Trade Committee, I'm sorry, Trade and Economic Development. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 503 relating to sexual offenses. Motion to send to Judiciary Committee. Discussion. Is there any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 530 relating to taxation of court property. Motion is to send it to Business and Consumer Affairs.
I move to amend the Senate to Trade.
Okay, there's a motion to amend that to Trade Committee. I think we better call the roll.
Fennell?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Magruder?
No.
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Sundasi?
No.
No. Motion fails. Motion to amend fails. The motion then is to Business and Consumer Affairs. Is there any objection?
I object.
Clerk will call the roll.
Grinnell?
Aye.
Martin?
No.
Magruder?
Aye.
Wilhelm?
No.
Sundasi?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. Motion passes. That didn't have a subsequent referral to the Revenue Committee. I would appreciate it when you have it on your committee. If the revenue impact is quite considerable, would maybe the committee look at sending it to the revenue committee comes out and put it there.
report to the chairman of the committee.
I know you will.
Advance to the chairman.
You will. Senate Bill 639 related to juveniles.
Judiciary.
Motion is sent it to Judiciary Committee. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 727 relating to State of Oregon Personnel System.
Labor.
Motion is to Labor Committee. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 757 relating to State Income Tax Return Instructions. I think this has to do with wording in the form.
Tax return form is made for
revenue. Motion is to send it to Revenue Committee. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 829 relating to property taxation of farm property. Motion is sent it to Trade Committee. That doesn't include a subsequent referral to revenue. There again, I would hope that.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Staff, the recommendation was a subsequent referral to revenue. Why was the subsequent referral put on there?
Because of the revenue impact.
Is there a revenue impact statement on it?
There is a revenue statement. I'm sorry, this is not what you need. There's another one. This is what you're talking about.
This isn't a bill of due my
question,
is it?
Yeah.
From whom to whom?
From farm property to all the other properties. But it actually affects the other property in that same community. It wouldn't affect the state, but in other words, in a farm community, you should take it off the tax rolls there. The other property in that community is going to have to pick up the tax rolls.
Us farmers are worried about that.
The big farm shifts to the little farm.
What do you mean? The impact of the measure is not the impact of the original legislation passed in 1967 or 1969 was the impact of this legislation.
We should have had the this one too, right? I know staff probably just saw the top one, but okay, the motion is to Trade Committee with no subsequent referral. Further discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 914 relating to public employees' retirement.
Intergovernmental affairs.
Motion is to intergovernmental affairs. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 923 relating to water.
Chairman, I'd like to ask the staff has recommendations right now to resources. We have that special water committee.
Sure.
We're talking about a water policy review board.
Yes, Representative.
Mike Ragsdale. This is a bill that quite honestly got past me when I was reviewing the agenda. It's the vehicle that we think we need or should have in the Water Resources Committee to be able to get into the subject matter that we were directed to before we closed up the committee. Sunny Dye. We're about finished with the drought legislation. It would be very much appreciated if you could send this bill to the Water Resources Committee.
I'm moved.
So moved.
Look at the motion. Was the motion made for Ray?
No.
Okay. The motion is to Water Resources Committee. Any discussion? Thank you, Mike. Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 1013 relating to certain commodities.
Business and Consumer Affairs.
The motion is to Business and Consumer Affairs. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 1050, ready to work with Tom.
Hang on a minute, please.
That probably wouldn't bother Ted.
Labor.
Or Gary or myself. You might get three votes. Right away. Yeah, the motion is to Labor Committee. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 1084 relating to consumer finance.
Foreign Business Affairs.
Motion is Business and Consumer Affairs. Discussion? Objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 1086 related to certain commodities. You want to look at it?
Consumer Business Affairs.
Okay, the motion is Consumer Business Affairs. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senate Bill 1087 relating to alcohol.
Business Consumer Affairs.
You really want it down there?
Sure. Actually, it's kind of related to the other. Yeah. Well, I've had some too.
Liquor bill?
Yeah.
Just the one that has to do with 0.5% of alcohol by volume in food.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Chairman, they dealt mainly with OLCC policing, that sort of thing, licensing, general provisions of the Liquor Control Commission. I dealt mostly with those bills dealing with food and liquor on the premises. If this bill passes, would this allow those investigators to carry sidearms to
then the deadline?
Okay. The motion is to Business Consumer Affairs.
It changed the definition of alcoholic liquor to include candy, gum, cakes, and cookies.
I think you'd have to go down to the liquor store to buy a bottle of vanilla flavor.
I have a gum machine.
Okay. Shouldn't think about this.
Go ahead.
Motion is Business and Consumer Affairs. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Joint Memorial 13.
Chairman, I move it to the Labor Committee.
Memorialize Congress and lifelong learning. Okay, the motion is to Labor Committee. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. SCR 4, relating to students who represented Oregon in presidential inaugural parade.
I want that one later.
Yes, that's the reason I say that. That's my student from Fern Ridge who walked in the inaugural parade.
You going to have a hearing on?
Yeah,
Fern Ridge Committee. Okay. I'm in
Georgia.
You've heard the motion? No discussion? Any objections? So ordered. SDR 23, related to state agency budget requests.
What's the name?
Sunset. Hey, pardon? Zero based budgeting, I'm sorry.
Well, now wait a second. Should that go to Ways and Means?
Motion is the Ways and Means Committee. Any objections? So ordered. Subsequent referrals. SDR 3, relating to commercial fisheries. What do you want to do? Pull it or what?
Chairman, I talked to the staff of that committee and they now agree that it should go to Ways and Means because of that subject
matter. Okay, that's right, and that's the resource that requires no way.
Get it out of here. I move we send it to Ways and Means.
Okay, the motion is to send it to Ways and Means Committee. Or not to rescind the referral. Okay. Is there any objection? So ordered. Bill drafting an introduction. A memorial to Congress to adopt the All-American Route for Shipment of Natural Gas from Alaska. I don't know whose fault it was, but this was not introduced early in the session it was supposed to be.
What's the All-American Route?
Across Alaska, down the ocean with tankers to.
It doesn't go across Canada at all.
No, it's
by tankers down the west coast.
It's the one route that will do absolutely zip for the state of Oregon. Now, I'm speaking in opposition to the introduction.
I couldn't guess.
The only way we would probably get any business out of it at all, or any, we would never get any access to gas, unless we sent back up from California.
It doesn't
would be if they put it in at Portland for repairs,
looking at
for the tank. If they did that, we might get some
pipeline.
The other route, the other route do go by a pipeline through Eastern Oregon. We've had a bill through the House and Senate that's already been passed and signed that dealt with exempting the proposed pipeline from control of the
Council.
There has been a problem that has come up in the Canadian government with regard to those land lines. And there's some question as to how viable they are now that the Canadians are playing around with it. I personally am not in favor of this because I think it would be in our best interest to support the other route.
Let me explain one thing, Gary, and I'm not strongly in favor of the bill. It was simply a goof up that didn't get in early, but I think the ship repairs and that kind of thing does have some impact.
Could possibly
impact.
They could put in a port. That's true. They could.
I think it's the maritime people in the Portland area that are really after it.
Let me tell you that the economic impact of the construction of the pipeline through Oregon, if it goes the other route, and if it does hold together, is in excess of $400,000 a mile for some 350 miles.
An
economic impact is far more significant than it goes by land. But that route is in some jeopardy now because of this latest action in Canada. And the whole thing is, of course, up to Jimmy Carter, I believe the date September 1 now.
Yeah.
A memorial. Write him a letter.
I agree. Let me explain. I simply agreed to put it on the agenda because of the latest thing was all. They should have gotten it in early in the third group.
Well, and as a member of this committee, Mr. Chairman, I guess I speak against it because I have strong personal feelings about which route should be taken, but I guess as a member of this committee, it would not be appropriate to vote for or against introduction based on my personal belief on the bill. But again, I think we've got to draw a line someplace, and this committee is not that significant an issue to be introduced in this late session.
I agree. I would move it to introduction, and then I'll vote against it.
Okay. The motion is to introduce it. There are objections. Two objections.
Three.
Four. Okay. The motion fails for introduction. I'm not even going to answer the first call. Possible personnel action. Objection to
Mr. Chairman, would you like a subcommittee report?
Yes. Subcommittee, Willem.
Well, John Moore and Dave Podanke have scouted around, and they have since discussed it with Joyce, and we think we have a way to solve the problem. We didn't want to go ahead and do this because it would mean that a legislative employee would be spending part of her free time that she has now in helping them with these caucus functions. Now, the employee is Rebecca Perry, who is the second floor house receptionist. And she has agreed that she has the free time to go ahead and perform this function of doing a little research and typing. John Moore has a typewriter that he doesn't use very often, says he'll make that available to her, so it won't require any additional expenditure or supplies or anything else. It would take up some of the free time that she does have available at this time, but it would mean that she would be performing, rather than for the legislature, she would be performing for the two caucuses. We'll be doing that research and typing that we had discussed here previously, putting that same information together for both caucuses, then making it available to John and Dave.
Mr. Chairman, the motion.
Well, I would move that we approve
that.
Approve Rebecca Perry, the second floor receptionist, spending her free time to assist John Moore and Dave Podanke in putting together their caucus correspondence as it pertains to surgery.
Is there any objection,
Chairman? I'd like an understanding, though, that it's limited just to the information that Representative Wilhelms has outlined, which is the general nature, which is in essence the summary of the major and the committee action, that any additional caucus information, whether it be for the Democratic caucus or the Republican caucus, that he not be expected to perform those functions. As a matter of fact, not even be allowed to.
Okay, I'm going to add too that we have found pages working on partisan political things, and I really agree that we should be very careful. If, since the state employees are not in the caucuses, that they should be very careful about that. Yeah. Is there any objection to the motion? So ordered. One other, we have tried to work out something for judiciary committees and juggling staff around from the committees that we have, and it's just not possible to work out. They have requested Gallup has worked on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I guess my motion to you would be to hire that gal for the rest of the session. To fill a vacancy, yeah. It's a vacancy on Judiciary Committee.
Who is the available person?
What's her name?
I should say where?
From the Senate Judiciary. She worked as an assistant on that committee.
She is available because they
she's available now.
Longer.
I don't exactly know what all the reasons why they
are.
Okay. What happened to our thought of
it? Just we tried to work it every way we could, and it's just impossible. What we'll end up doing, though, is probably laying some House staff off in a week or two because we aren't unable to work out. The judiciary needs the help very badly right now.
What happened to that half time?
This is a
That's right.
It's not actually a new position, it's a filling one.
Oh, no.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Any objections? So ordered. That's where the understanding, of course, comes into effect. Interim committee. Did you have a report? I don't think I know.
Didn't have any talk about it, but I know.
Okay. If there's any other business, come before the committee. We're adjourned. Thank you.